I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06. Hey, caller number 9. You don't know who you are yet, but you will soon. 800-400-3697. Be caller 9. Get a pair of tickets to see Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida.
I was all, wait, I gotta, let me stop this email. I gotta dance
to it. Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida, Friday, August 30th at Shoreline Amphitheater. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at livenation.com. Keep listening for more chances at tickets and be caller number 9 right now. We'll throw you a pair. We would love to. The list of inductors for the Rock and Hall of Fame class of 2019 has been announced. The show is airing. I don't think it's airing until, it's taking place March 29th and it airs on HBO a month later. So I'm going to assume April 29th, but they don't put the date here. So March 29th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The performers haven't been officially announced yet. They are expecting a few of these people who are being inducted, though, to play. That makes sense. Harry Styles is going to induct Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
David Byrne of the Talking Heads.
He is?
Yeah, he is. I don't know why. Maybe he loves her.
All right.
I have to assume that these people have some, they don't just pick out of a hat or something.
I guess I would have guessed that there are probably tons of young female musicians who love her so much that they would have been, I'm just, some English guy, right?
Some English guy.
All right.
From One Direction.
Okay.
He's going to induct Stevie Nicks. Maybe she loves him. And he loves her, and it's a match made in heaven.
Okay.
Maybe they'll date. I don't know.
All right.
David Byrne of the Talking Heads is going to induct Radiohead, who will not be there. They have said quite specifically, we don't care about that.
Right.
No one's explained that to us. We don't care. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails is going to induct The Cure.
I love The Cure. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually really like Radiohead, too.
Yeah. Actually, I'm down with most of these. I'm down with Def Leppard. Brian May from Queen is going to induct them. That ought to be good.
Okay.
Okay. Janelle Monáe is going to induct Janet Jackson.
Oh, all right.
Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles is going to induct the Zombies. Susanna Hoffs, rearing her head after all these years. I haven't heard anything out of any Bangle in 20 years.
Wait, induct the Zombies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know them. They have a few hits, though.
They're getting... They're so old by comparison to the bands. So have they been up forever?
My assumption is they've been eligible for years. Aren't they? They're a 60s band, aren't
they?
So they've probably been eligible since, like, the 80s. And this is just the year that they got in.
All
right. I don't know if they get nominated every year or if they just, you know, finally.
Well, I think that's why some bands, for example, the Radiohead is like, nah.
Right.
And that's why Steve Miller had so many gripes. He's like, this is a made up thing.
Yeah.
Formed this isn't real.
62 when they were formed.
Ah. So they were eligible in 87. And, you know, 30 years have gone by. Now they're in.
Good for them.
Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles is going to induct them. And Simon Le Bon and John Taylor from Duran Duran will induct Roxy Music.
Oh, I love Roxy Music.
So they suspect that Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, the Zombies, and Roxy Music will take the stage. Obviously, Radiohead will not. They're not going to be there. But that is happening on March 29th. And then they cut a show together and they put it out at the end of April on HBO. The home of baseball legend Willie McCovey has just sold for $4.2 million. It's in Woodside.
Oh, wow.
And he built it himself in the 1970s, apparently.
Well, when you say built it,
he designed it or, helped, you know, consulted with the architects and bought the land.
Right.
And you know, that kind of thing.
But didn't chop down a tree or swing a hammer.
Seriously. Well, maybe. You know, sometimes when someone's building a house for you or you've got a contractor in, they let you nail in a few nails.
Okay.
A few inconsequential nails.
All right, fine.
I built it myself.
Perhaps
I see that nail
last
there.
Nail.
Sure, that last nail. Or the first nail, whichever.
I hear, though, that he was just a really sweet man.
He played 19 seasons with the Giants, died last year at the age of 80. And they're calling him 521 home runs over his storied career. Hall of Fame slugger known as Stretch. So this place is up in the hills. It's a gated home with gorgeous views of the bay and the city lights below. It's a one-acre property with a pool, a spa, waterfall, fire pit, barbecue area, lawn, and palm trees. Living ones. It's small by mansion standard, you know, for Woodside. It's 3,800 square feet. Three levels, three bedrooms, a vast master suite with a private deck, walk-in closet, bath with dual vanities. That has a step-down living room with exposed beams and wood-paneled ceiling, floor-to-ceiling wood windows. The kitchen has newly painted cabinets, so those are going to get torn out. New stainless steel appliances, granite slab counters. I know. Casual dining area, which opens to the terrace and pool. Talking about the paneled family room. There's a three-car garage, plenty of guest parking. So the buyer, you know, may enjoy. So they're actually calling it kind of a retro house. Like it's going to need some updates.
Uh-huh.
The listing agent is saying they're probably going to do some stuff to it. But the one thing that they're not going to do is pull the home plate out of the front steps.
Oh, neat.
In fact, they specifically asked for that, like, it comes with the home plate, right?
Oh,
that's
embedded
cool.
into the front steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the trustee agreed
the house
to let
that
it
baseball
stay.
Built. Good for him.
Right. They say, actually, that they're they want to retain at least that part of the McCovey legacy, that they're buying the house in large part because it was his house.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let's see. 3,800 square feet, and it sold for, let me find the price here, $4.2 million.
He bought it for about $39,000.
He bought just the land and then built it? Yeah, that's, imagine that. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What?
Media takeout will have us believe that J-Lo punched A-Rod in the eye. I don't know if he just woke up on the plane like, oh, honey, the plane's landed. Get out of the plane bed. You know.
The plane bed.
Because I'm sure their plane has a bed. And maybe his face is just a little swollen. Can you see if you can pull this up? Because frankly, I'm looking at a black and white picture, and it doesn't look like she punched him in the eye.
What am I searching for?
Look for A-Rod's black eye. See if that's there. Vinny, there's the shot behind. It fell into the wasteland between us. So supposedly, Jose Canseco's wife has come out and said, no, we're just friends, and we've been friends for years. I haven't seen him in 5 years. After Jose Canseco said that.
Does look bruised.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me zoom in real quick.
Maybe there was some turbulence. Let's have a look. Let's have a look here.
Oh, definitely. There's something going on.
It looks swollen kind
yeah,
of, too.
It's
well, maybe,
red
you know, it's
too.
A sleep scar.
No,
maybe
it's not.
Maybe he just woke up.
No, it's not a sleep scar.
Do we really? Let's have a look at her hand. Does her hand look all jacked up?
Hey, is it the size of her ring?
Oh.
The diamond is like the size of the diamond.
So she hit him with a left. Actually, though, that's on the right side.
That's on
his left side. That would be.
She could have
gone across his face, I guess. Yeah. He doesn't look happy.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they did have a big blowout. Oh, well.
Oh, he's got to be just like.
Way to go, Jose Canseco.
Jose,
I'm going to kill you. let's see. Want to hear about some new billionaires?
Sure. There's a lot of them.
There are. John was reading some stat. There's something like 154 billionaires in California. There's just so many. There used to not be any. And now there are tons of them.
Well, I was telling you the story. A bunch of companies are going to go public this year. And
yeah.
After whatever the waiting period is, I think it's 6 months, they're money.
They can sell
they're going big.
They want.
Right.
Yeah. So what is like Airbnb?
Oh, it's Uber, Lyft, Airbnb,
Levi's, you said yesterday.
Pinterest.
Oh, yeah, Levi's
uh-huh.
again.
Yeah.
Oh, Pinterest, right. That's
right.
going to be big.
And then there was one, I don't even know what it does, but it was just another one of those things that's big and useful.
A lot of people are waiting to put their homes on sale until all of that happens.
Good for them.
Because they say the demand is going to be ridiculous. So many people with all their brand new, fresh-smelling millions are going to come in and raise all the prices even higher.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to buy a whole block. Beyonce and Jay-Z, as you know, they're billionaires. They between the two of them, they're net worth it. Just a few years ago, they were only at like only $825 million or something like that. But now they're well into the billionaires club. David and Victoria Beckham have just joined them. So congratulations to Posh and Bex, because you are now in the billionaire club. And they have a bunch of kids, too. I'm thinking they're probably like, whew, good thing that this whole indictment thing came down on the Varsity Blues, Operation Varsity Blues. We might have paid to get our kids into schools, too. Now we know not to do that. We've all learned a valuable lesson here, haven't we? Their combined worth topped the billion-dollar threshold, thanks mainly to David's soccer-related revenue, Victoria's fashion and makeup lines, and their various endorsement deals. Victoria does still make money off the Spice Girls.
I'm sure.
And even though she's not taking part in the upcoming reunion tour. But congratulations to the fabulous,
speaking of big money,
billionaires.
I don't mean to polish my nails right in your ear. Snaps at $11.
Oh my God. Wow. That is great, Vinny.
We could have bought like an hour ago. We could have made some money on
that.
I
know.
Yeah. What was it an hour ago? $10.60?
$10.67, yeah. I think. Yeah.
I'm only still down a lot, but you know what?
Why didn't we buy it at $5?
We were waiting for it to go to like less than $5, I think. We had a number we were aiming for.
We were waiting. We never hit our number. Good for you, Vin. It's great.
What are you talking about? I'm down like...
Still, you're down way less than you were 2 months ago. Way less.
Story of his
life. And it's going up.
It's like every time he plays a game, you're like, you have a chance to get only $85 in debt this time.
No, I think he's only $80 in debt. Hold on.
Oh, good. Well, that makes it so much better.
Hold on. What have I got here?
I got my main girl over there wanting to go to Grumpy's, and I can't take her. God.
I feel like by the end of this year, maybe you'll have paid off the $80. All you have to win is something like 16 games.
16.
I'll try to remember to play more games.
Your games are hard sometimes, too.
Well, I don't want
to
just give them back the money.
Why not?
Multiple choice.
I want you to earn it.
And now you're like,
what am I, your kid?
What am I, some millionaire trying to get you into college?
You don't make Hooman earn anything.
College admissions?
God.
Hooman. I feel so bad for Hooman. I'm thinking about him so much. Well, the dude's back is just jacked.
Jack is back. That was Tom Brady. Right. Got nothing to do with me.
I know. Well, he's, you know, at least he can always look back fondly on his time with Tom Brady.
It is nice that he's not lying around all over the floor out here, though.
Right.
I have to admit.
Well, he is a trip hazard.
Every time you walk out there, there's a brand new pose you didn't want to see.
Can you close your legs, please?
Christ,
dude. That's my favorite one that he does, where he puts his butt up against the bottom of a wall and just spreads his legs to the side. He's laying on his back. Oh,
you taught him that?
I did teach him
that.
Let the weight of your legs stretch your inner, whatever those things
are. That's the beginning step. The actual step is supposed to be your body weight pushing you down. This other way is your legs, your ankles have barely enough weight to have gravity help you that much. But it's better than nothing.
I don't think he's doing it right.
No, he's doing it. He's doing something.
Whatever.
Wrong. Well,
poor guy. He's in a lot of pain. Here's the first we're hearing of this, and it's I suspect that there will be all kinds of creative little lawsuits that come out of the Operation Varsity Blues. Two Stanford students have filed a first-class action lawsuit. They filed the first class action lawsuit. It's a first-class action. Oh, it's a first-class action. None of this bottom-shelf action for us.
I can hear the director from, what is that, the Ron Burgundy. Who put the comma in the wrong place? You know Ron will read anything you write there.
If you write it, he'll read it. Who put the question mark on there? Two current Stanford students.
Mm-hmm.
Two current students at Stanford have filed the first lawsuit over the college entrance scandal that included, I'm sure you've heard about this, Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. They're the big names. They're going to be the poster children for this.
Well, shouldn't they be?
Well, they are the most famous. According to court documents, Erica Olson and Kalia Woods, hope I'm not butchering your name, Kalia, they are suing the guy who started the scheme, this William Rick Singer and his company, the Key Worldwide Foundation. The lawsuit also includes USC, UCLA, Stanford, University of San Diego, University of Texas, Wake Forest, Yale, and Georgetown. In the suit, they claim that they've been damaged because they attend Stanford, one of the schools plagued by the scandal. Each girl argues that their, quote, degree is now not worth as much as it was before because prospective employers may now question whether or not they were admitted to the university on their own merits versus having parents who were willing to bribe school officials.
Well, wouldn't you sue Stanford for that? Well, I don't know.
I guess they're suing this guy because he's demeaned the whole process. Whatever.
You know what? It is true, though. When you see someone sporting their Stanford sticker on their car, you think something of them, very yes. specific, like,
well,
oh, it's smart
big,
person rolling
good
by.
School, right?
Right?
Sure.
Well, yeah. Olson claims she applied to Yale, but was never informed that the process of admission was an unfair, rigged process in which rich parents could buy their way into the university through bribery. Had she known that the... Oh, I guess this is not a quote anymore. Had she known that the system...
Move the comma.
Had she known the system at Yale was warped and rigged by fraud, she would not have spent the money to apply to the school. She also did not receive what she paid for, a fair admissions consideration process. Woods made the same argument, but against USC, apparently. They say that damages could exceed $5 million.
I don't think they'll get any of that, but... But they're making a point,
right?
And I think it's well taken. You know, like I was saying yesterday, we're told we're supposed to go to school and we're supposed to get our degree, and that opens us up for the good jobs that will allow us the American dream. So you work hard, you study hard, you get out, and now you can buy a home. What? I can't buy a home.
I can't.
There's no jobs.
Right? What?
I gotta live with my mom still.
What is happening?
Man, and I know that in some cases, people want to live with their mom. I mean, on Survivor sure. last night, I was kind of tripping out. There's a girl who was sort of breaking down, and that's part of what happens on Survivor. But she's like, I just miss my mom and dad. Aww. I'm not used to not having them around, and I need them
to tell me
it's
okay.
going to be okay. And I'm here I am with these strangers. And I thought, right, that's what, that's real world.
Yeah.
Hello. But
how old do you think she is? Early 20s?
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Lauren is her name?
She's already finished school, so she's mid-20s.
Right. She's like, I'm strong. They just like, they don't know how strong I am.
But, you know, okay, so we all are closer to our parents. And our parents are nicer now. So that's why, too.
Mm.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I'm out of here. You people are mean.
Are you sure her name is Lauren?
I don't remember which one she... Yeah, because she was... Well, never
I think
mind.
Her name's Lauren.
I don't want to spoil her
Dark
alert.
Hair. Huh? Oh, right. Yeah. Her name's Lauren, for sure. No? No.
Oh, okay. Lauren O'Connell. 21, hometown, Bakersfield.
Oh,
currently
21.
Lives in Waco.
Bakersfield.
Lives in Waco, huh?
Went to Baylor University.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's where Baylor is, but why... So she hasn't finished school then?
Maybe not. Know. Maybe.
Okay.
Taking the semester off to do Survivor. Nice. Robert Kraft and all the other suspects arrested in South Florida's prostitution sting are not facing a single charge of human or sex trafficking, despite the fact that that was the headline. TMZ is reporting they've confirmed with prosecutors in Palm Beach County, which is home to the Orchids of Asia Spa, that Kraft is still only facing two solicitation charges. That is also true for the other 25 Johns arrested in Palm Beach and Martin counties. Four other people have been arrested for operating or managing the spa, but even they haven't been charged with trafficking. They're saying prosecutors have seen zero evidence of human trafficking to this point after a five-month investigation. TMZ is reporting two federal agencies, ICE and the FBI, knew about the sting early on and opted not to get involved because they saw no signs that the case involved trafficking. So this was really sort of a headline that made everybody look extra bad.
It was a huge headline, for sure.
And look, this is TMZ, too. So, you know, who knows what, maybe there's more to that than they're able to discover. Thank you. Multiple law enforcement agencies held widely
or
covered.
Or it was shame.
Yeah.
Shame. And, you know, there's Robert Kraft, the most famous among the people caught, who's in, I would say, way more trouble than anybody else got because he's famous.
Right.
And because now, could they take his team? Could they keep him from games? What can they do to him?
Well, if he was affiliated with some kind of trafficking, then they probably could. Of course, they're saying raising the specter of trafficking got the sting a lot more attention. And it painted Kraft and all of the other suspects with a much more nefarious brush.
Shame.
Human trafficking is a felony punishable by serious prison time. Solicitation, on the other hand, which is what he's been charged with, is a misdemeanor. So they're saying it's not sitting well with the dozens of people who were publicly connected to such a serious crime before law enforcement had any kind of, you know, charges to make on them. And I guess this Orchids of Asia spa is really the only one we've heard about because Robert Kraft was there. But there were several other spas also in this sting, and none of those people have been charged with anything to do with trafficking. So, I mean, it sounded like the girls were being kept in horrendous conditions, but, you know, none of these other agencies were involved in this. And that's all I've got on that, so I'll update you if anything else develops, but that's it for now. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Pranking your dad. It's good fun. After these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:37. You can watch this show, albeit without any sound
now.
I just want to remind you that there is a link available, radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the Looking Glass. So you can peek in here. It's not you. It's us. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, there's someone with my computer. It's not you. And it turns out.
Well, it might
out,
be you.
It might be, sure. I mean, it's maybe. Maybe you did something trying to fix it that
it's
just
us.
Totally broke it.
It's us. It's not you.
But we'll let you know when the sound is back up. And believe me, there's, you know, a whole team of people. I'm sure the ANN is all over this. So don't worry about
it. You betcha.
We're doing everything we can over here at the Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. It's how you listen to this show.
Hello.
Through an app. Radio.com. We got that one dialed, though.
Yeah, I mean, smooth as glass.
Not nearly the kind of trouble we've had with the Looking Glass.
No.
The Radio.com app is.
Slick. Two thumbs up. Three thumbs up.
Right. So, no worries there. Here's what's happening. It's Pi Day, everyone, and I don't know what that means to you. Probably nothing. Also, if you're traveling, there will be some travel disruptions as we finally got word the 737, excuse me, the 737 MAX is grounded here in the U.S. So at the moment they decided to finally ground them, any that were up in the air flying were told, when you land, you're done.
Right.
Which will cause issues.
There'll be some scrambling for sure next few days. So if you're traveling anywhere, definitely check ahead. Yikes.
Right. So this is fun. A 61-year-old guy in New Jersey named Chris Ferry got a text message the other day from someone wishing him a happy birthday, and he didn't even recognize the number.
Oh.
So he texted back, and they said, how'd I get your number? From your billboard.
What?
It turned out that Chris's two sons secretly bought ad space on a billboard in Atlantic City and put a photo of him on it along with his number and a message that said, wish my dad happy birthday. Love your sons.
Oh.
They didn't tell him about it, so he didn't find out until people started calling. And now he's dealing with hundreds of calls, texts, and voicemails a day.
Happy birthday, Dad. Is he mad?
He says he's been averaging about one text a minute.
Oh, wow. Well, isn't that there you go, people. Advertising works.
And one phone call every 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
It's not just people in Atlantic City either. One of his sons has 150,000 followers on social media, so people from all over the world are calling.
Why does he have so many followers?
I don't know. That's a lot.
It's a ton. Like, what does that guy do? Just his latest hijinks?
Influencer.
Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. I mean, what about this young lady, the Laughlin's kid?
Well, at least she has a famous mom.
Right.
That would be a reason why.
All right. Good point. Still.
I want to know what this guy's up to.
Why follow her?
Well, I mean, who knows? I love Full House. I guess I'll watch this girl who kind of looks like the lady on there.
It's also fun to watch people with money do the things they do.
It is true. That's, remember the, that Sweet 16 birthday show?
Yeah.
Used to be on, was it on
MTV? I think, yeah.
That was actually, I got sucked into that a couple times. Like, these people just.
It's so gross.
It is gross, but it's.
A million bucks
on your 16th
birthday,
right?
Yeah.
Their parents just.
All the stuff.
You know, whatever artist they wanted to come and play. And
whatever cars they get.
You know, it's like, why do we care about the Kardashians? We sort of live vicariously through them, I guess.
His
I can't understand it.
Weren't sure if it was a good idea to put his number out there, but they wanted to do something special, and this has turned out great.
Well, the guy needs a new number now.
His birthday is not until this Saturday, so 561-307-4879 if you want to text.
Oh, my God, Vinny.
Chris Ferry, a happy birthday. 561-307-4879.
No, thanks.
Happy birthday, Chris Ferry.
Happy birthday, Chris Ferry. The whole world is going to wish him a happy birthday. I guess that's kind of nice.
A teenager in Wisconsin is now facing charges after he repeatedly spiked his stepdad's energy drinks with cow tranquilizers.
Oh.
The kid's name is Tyler Rabenhorst Malone. They say here he's about 16. Stepdad's a dairy farmer.
Oh. I thought you were going to say a derelict.
No. No, that's me. He's a dairy farmer.
And that's how he had access to the cow tranquilizers?
Mm-hmm. Early last year, Tyler started squirting the liquid tranquilizer into his stepdad's energy drinks. The first time he did it, his stepdad started stumbling around and slurring his speech. Hysterical.
Oh.
Then he had trouble breathing. It was so scary that he went to the hospital, but doctors told him it was probably from stress and a lack of sleep, and probably from too many energy drinks.
Oh.
His symptoms, though, came back a few months later. Then he found two used syringes in the corner of the barn and realized his stepson had been poisoning him.
Yikes.
Wow.
Tyler says
he just left the syringes in the corner of the barn? That's smart.
Well,
obviously a total kids brainiac.
Aren't, you know, they
smart,
really.
Right.
Tyler says he thought it was funny. He was never really trying to hurt his stepdad. But he's on the hook for two felonies and he'll be in court later this month.
Mm.
What does that boy get?
I don't know. Something to do with cows, though. Got to muck out their stalls for...
Oh, boy.
Get it? Because I said that yesterday.
Right. Okay. Good callback.
Thank you.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Let's hear it.
Mark Hamill is now older than Alec Guinness.
Oh, my God. Really?
When he played Obi-Wan in the original Star Wars. Hamill is 67 and Guinness was 63.
Wow. I just heard that Mark Hamill got cast in something else. I don't have it in front of me, but he just got some other, is it a TV role?
The Last Kids on Earth is what it's called.
And is it a series or is it a?
I don't think so.
It's kind of exciting.
Who else is in it? Rosario Dawson.
Oh.
Does Hamill make appearances on Big Bang? He does, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Probably at least one.
Anything nerdy, those actors now have like found a new place to go do the shows.
Right.
And Big Bang is...
That's the place.
And it's almost ending, right? I think the finale's in May.
This is the last season.
Yeah.
Listen to this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Before the 1920s, the movie industry wasn't in Hollywood. They filmed in Jacksonville, Florida in the winter and New York the rest of the year.
Huh.
But Jacksonville politicians kicked them out, the film industry. And so they moved to L.A.
Oh, my God.
And the rest is history.
Oh, my God.
Jacksonville, Florida would have been Hollywood if not for the politicians that said, we don't want your movie money around here, punks.
Get that out of here, your debaucherous ways, you artists. Now all they can claim is Tom Petty. Is there anybody else famous from Jacksonville?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I don't know. Who?
I don't know.
Isn't there a Hollywood in Florida?
There is a Hollywood, Florida. It's near Fort Lauderdale. Mm.
This story out of Phoenix via Sacramento.
Oh, via Sacramento.
Right.
All right.
American Airlines denied bachelorette party from boarding flight because the mother of the bride was too wasted.
Oh.
Did you hear this story?
No. But they won't let you on if you're visibly drunk.
Yeah.
You got to really hold it together until you get on the plane.
They were denied boarding on American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Cabo San Lucas as airline officials deemed the woman too intoxicated. The bride, Alyssa Zayas, and her 15 friends were left stranded at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
Oh, 'cause of mom.
They say they flew from Sacramento to Arizona without a big issue.
Mom got wasted on the flight?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently, Alyssa Zayas is set to tie the knot in April. And was flying with her friends to go have her bachelorette party in Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
The bride said, things went smoothly until her mother got anxious and nauseous during landing.
Oh.
She had not flown, the mom, in over 20 years and had some drinks to smooth her nerves.
Well, that's too bad. I hope that she sobered up and they were able to catch another flight.
Well.
Because I'm sure a lot of people had a lot of money invested in that.
Yeah.
They say that mom looked drunk and she's not traveling, okay? She's too intoxicated.
Mm.
To which, unfortunately, the other travelers thought, I'll talk them into it. Things got hairy.
Oh, no.
Well, you can't stop us. We've got to get to Cabo.
That's when you take your least favorite friend and you say, you're staying here with my mom. We're all going. You
the
guys
airline
catch the next flight.
Eventually banned the entire group from boarding the connecting flight on the grounds they were being unruly and posed a safety risk to crew members and other passengers.
Oh, boy.
So all of them missed their flight.
So then do they just have to get on another flight back to Sacramento, or are they even going to be allowed to be on any plane?
They say this frustrating mess added an additional $16,000 in related charges to the $30,000 they'd already spent.
Wow.
Jesus, they spent a lot of money on this thing. Yeah. Damn. This is just for the bridal party. Like, what?
It's a mess. A complete mess.
Yeah, it is.
And it could have been avoided. Absolutely.
Yeah, if your mom hadn't been such a drunk. So do they now, I mean, what is this wedding costing them if the freaking,
right.
You know.
That bachelorette
know,
party.
Bachelorette party. Yeah. Oh, that is incredible. Now I'm intrigued. Where's Hooman when you need him? He could start getting himself invited to that wedding.
Well, text him. What do you mean, where is he? He's on the other line of your text machine.
He's not. He won't answer me back.
He's not answering you back?
I think he's on that Tramadol stuff. Nice. I'm going to text him.
Mm. When did you text him last?
Yesterday?
This morning.
Oh, this morning?
You texted him this morning and he's left you high and dry.
She called him
I
yesterday.
I called him yesterday and texted him.
And did he answer?
No, I haven't talked to him.
What?
All right, hold on. Big wedding story.
How can he leave you hanging?
Today. Missed you. Because I think he's mad at us or something.
Mad at us?
Yeah.
Speak
not
for
mad
yourself.
At us. Yeah, speak
no,
for yourself.
No, there was a few things. Like, I can think of something that all of us did on Tuesday.
No, he called me yesterday.
Oh, he did? What'd he say?
Nothing, I missed it. So.
Oh.
So
speak I guess,
for
I guess you're the
too.
One.
Mad
you're the only
me.
One. No, he didn't call you. Shut up.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's right here in my call log.
Liar.
Sorry. Burn on you.
No,
yeah,
he didn't.
I think he's mad at me, too.
He's mad at me. He's mad at you. He's mad at Vinny.
Why is he mad at me?
Because you said something. You were giving him crap about asking people financial questions.
I gave him crap. He does that.
No, dude, yeah. I'm not saying that you were wrong. I'm saying that these are the things that he gets mad about. You called him a baby. And
quit
I put
being
up
a baby.
I actually took it down, but I put up the definition of difficult.
Oh, you took it down?
I did.
You took it down?
I'm not a puss.
Oh, my God.
The guy's in pain. He's in pain.
You are.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're all in pain.
Well, listen, he's a friend of mine, and he didn't like the post, so I took it down.
How do you know? He didn't like it
because I could just tell.
He didn't
I mean,
tell
it's
you.
Not like he tries no. to lay low. He go. I told you we have to step over his body. I right out here in the hallway.
Listen, he's in pain. He's you know how sensitive he is, and he just I think he couldn't take it anymore. That's all.
The end.
The end.
Today isn't just National Pie Day, it's also National Potato Chip Day.
Oh, I love potato chips.
A new study found...
Pie and potato chips, yes, please.
They're one of the top five foods we feel guilty for eating.
Oh my God, I know. You can't eat a potato chip and not feel like this is just gratuitous.
I feel a lot less guilty when I stick with like tortilla chips and salsa.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like that's a meal.
You know, I know what you're saying, and the reason I don't feel guilty about tortilla chips is because I don't like them. So
you don't like them?
No, I don't even like them.
Oh, I love them.
No, I don't like them.
I can't even eat a burrito without some tortilla chips on the side to crunch on.
Yeah, potato chips, though, you know, and I don't feel guilty when I put them in a sandwich. I'm like, oh, they're just part of my sandwich.
Ice cream is the number one guilt food.
Oh, yeah. There's no reason for that.
Followed by chocolate, candy, cookies, and then chips.
Yeah. Those are all major guilt foods.
So good, though. Almost a third of Americans feel guilty about the food they eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't believe it's only a third.
Well, there's some who are like, I'm not going to feel guilty. I just eat what I eat. Mm. This is what I eat. I eat fast food 5 times a week.
Well, maybe they've just given up.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think they feel guilty at all. I think they feel like,
well, lucky them.
This is what I do.
Lucky. I feel
it
guilty.
Won't be until the doctor says, we got a problem.
Yeah.
You got a blockage. We're going to have
to
talk about a stent or two.
Yikes.
Right. The average person feels guilty about what they eat for 20 minutes and then moves on.
Yeah. You feel guilty for a little. I don't even feel guilty that long. I feel guilty while I'm eating it. And then as soon as I'm done, I'm like, what else do we have to eat? Is there anything else in this house?
Good job. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. A lot of people singing the praises of radio.com.
Oh,
app,
sure.
Texting
well,
in
not
to
surprising,
tell us
Vinny.
How wonderful it is.
It is amazing.
408 says, you're right about one thing, Vinny. When I see someone with a Stanford sticker, I only think one thing. Douchebag.
Oh, don't
that's
say that.
I don't think
terrible
that.
Thing to say.
I really don't. I think that that person probably is really smart.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do.
Right.
They might be a douchebag, too.
I don't.
But
douchey, super douchey. Ow.
We're not saying that about.
That's
look,
messed up,
there's
guys.
Plenty of nice people going to all these different colleges and people who worked hard to get there and people who went there on athletic scholarships or what have you for whatever reason. This does taint these schools. Taint.
First class action.
It's first class. This is first class action.
That made me laugh so hard. Thank you so much for the laugh this morning and every
welcome.
Morning. Love you guys so much.
Glad to my mistakes can make you laugh.
You guys talking about Hooman and his poses are making me die laughing on my commute today. Thanks for always making my morning so great. Love you guys.
Poor Hooman. Silence.
You're on your own there, buddy.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay.
Uh-huh, right. My second child never took a bottle either. I nursed him until he would use a cup at 13 months.
Yeah, go to a cup, that's fine. Listen, at least you didn't nurse him until he was 48 months old. You know that when people are still counting in months how old their kid is, it's because they're breastfeeding.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Makes sense.
I think so, though. I knew this one kid. And was only a friend of a friend who came by our house because we had friends visiting and they lived in the area. And this lady comes over with her kid who is pushing 4. And, you know, not long. And her breasts were enormous. Easy pushing.
What a weird way to refer to
it's a child.
Staring down the bottle. A barrel of 4. And then he goes, he was super whiny. He comes over, he's like, milk, 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 and starts pulling her shirt up in front of She's like, oh, okay, then is there someplace I can go to nurse? I'm like, really? How about no? How about here's a, give the kid a Coke.
502 4. Says, did Yuzi go to Marcus's show last night?
I sure did.
Yep.
It was fun.
We you want to hear the whole review? It's in the Lost 30 podcast.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Super glad it went smoothly.
Uh-huh.
More texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.